to something good. Welcome, everybody, and it is the weekend, and it is the last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show, and I am so glad to have my good friend and yours, Terry Barr, back joining me with what's good, local, and overlooked in the state of Wisconsin. Happy Friday, Terry, and thanks so much for being here with me.
Oh, and Maggie, happy Friday to you and to Jacob and all the listeners and the viewers of the stream. I've got a good one for you today because even this one surprised me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. All right, you know, there's discussions earlier in the week about museums. I'm not going to go to that discussion and the things that Trump has said. I know that you will and you have and you yes. are. But what I want to talk about and how this kind of led me to thinking about museums in Wisconsin. So there is one in our state. It is called the Rahr West Art Museum. It's located in Manitowoc. It's one of the few that is owned by the city, and the city takes great pride in being part of this museum. It's celebrating 75 years this year, and they're doing it in a really interesting way. They have a festival. They do this festival every year. Have you heard of Sputnik Fest?
Well, I've heard of Sputnik, but Sputnik yeah. Fest is a new one for me, Terry. Tell me more.
Okay. This museum loves the whole fact that in September of 1962, Sputnik number 4 from Russia blew up and a huge chunk of it landed right in front of the museum in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So this festival they do is now going to be this year in conjunction with celebrating 75 years of the museum. And I talked to Greg Vadney. He's with the museum. And what he tells me may surprise you even more. Here's Greg.
And for us as an art museum and historic mansion, it's a great equalizer because not everyone, and I would venture to guess most people, don't think that an art museum housed in a Victorian mansion is a place where they belong. It's snooty. It's like you have to have a beret when you walk in, right? And Sputnik Fest says, no, we're a place for everybody. And we don't take ourselves too seriously. And come on in. And it's a great way of swinging open those doors and telling everyone that they belong here. So for the museum, it's valuable. For our history, it's valuable. And really for our community history, that we have this thing that we can cling to that happened here and happened nowhere else on earth.
Yeah. So Vadney says, I know too. He was so much fun to talk to. Vadney says people actually visit Manitowoc, coming in from all around the world when they hear about Sputnik landing, crash landing, basically, yes. right in front of the museum. There is a circle there noting where it landed. They have a copy of this portion of Sputnik in the museum. And now they have this festival where they invite people to dress up, however you want to dress up for a Sputnik Fest.
Yeah, I don't know, what do cosmonauts wear? Is it different from astronauts from NASA? I don't know.
No, he said they even get people that like wear UFOs on their head.
Oh,
they
of course, wear, like, why not?
Sputnik thing on their head or on their whole body. They even have a doggy dress-up costume contest to, you know, dress up like a space dog of some sort. But I found it fascinating that in talking with Vadney, more people from outside of our state know about Sputnik landing, the Sputnik Fest, and this museum than we do. So I thought it's appropriate timing to bring this to your attention and everyone else. Sputnik Fest is happening on September 6th this year. It's a Saturday, all day Saturday. And this has actually been named, Maggie, one of the top 5 funkiest festivals in the country. That was by Reader's Digest. So they know more about this than we do.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, I miss me some Reader's Digest. I remember every time I would go over to my grandma's, I'd read all of her readers, like all of the like little book excerpts
yes.
in the Reader's Digest. It was the
I
best thing.
Reader's Digest, too.
Right next to the TV guide. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yes.
Where did... Oh, Lord. Well, that sounds absolutely amazing. Again, Sputnik Fest, never would have guessed, nor would I have thought that Sputnik Fest is A, in Manitowoc, Wisconsin,
yep.
and is B, being put on by an art museum, and made me see that there was an art museum anyways in Manitowoc to begin with, also a surprise. And I do want to give some love to Manitowoc, Wisconsin. One of my exes from college was from Manitowoc. His folks ran this incredible bar called The Linebacker in Manitowoc. So to all you Manitowocians, I don't know if that's the right word for Manitowoc, and linebacker regulars, it was so lovely to spend some time with you. Did a goodly bit of bowling, hanging out with the folks, and hanging out at the Linebacker with my ex and his fam back in the day. You all know who you are. I hope you're all doing well. All of my best to you. Such a fun little city, I have to say.
I agree. When I worked in Green Bay, we covered Manitowoc. But somehow this Sputnik thing still slipped under our radar.
Under the radar. Well, I'm so glad you've now put it on all of our radars. And speaking of which, Terry, I've got something that I absolutely want on your radar and on all of our listeners' radar for Monday. We are doing a very, very special installment of the Maggie Dawn Show. I was fortunate enough to see a band that is part of the Girls Rock movement here in Milwaukee, and we are doing an entire episode on Monday from the Cactus Club here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to have on girls and ladies who rock, these bands that have just been through summer camp. We're going to talk to the Cactus Club's owner. We're going to talk to the executive director of Girls and Ladies Who Rock. So join me on Monday for that. It's going to be a hoot because we all need a break from politics and these politicians.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry, and thank you to each and every one of you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Pete Schwab is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.